Kim Frederick's teenage son has Down syndrome and has relied on Medicaid-funded services throughout his life. The Mindoro resident says it's terrifying to think about losing the daily supports covered by the program, not only for her son's quality of life, but for the rest of her family.
In our situation, it affects, can I myself have a job, or am I going to be a full-time caretaker?
Frederick was one of several people who spoke in favor of Medicaid during Baldwin's event in La Crosse Monday. The Democratic senator said she hoped to dissuade her GOP colleagues from pursuing cuts to Medicaid as part of the ongoing budget process. Wisconsin Republicans in Congress have said no cuts to Medicaid have been voted on yet. Some contend the spending reductions put forward in a House budget proposal could come from eliminating waste, fraud, and abuse. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.